Bonjour. Did you sleep well after our little chat last night? You fell asleep so quickly after I started stroking your hair. It was super cute. No, don't feel embarrassed. That was the whole point, wasn't it? I hope it helped you sleep better. You look well rested. I'm glad. Do you not usually sleep very well? Wouldn't it be nice to have a French roommate to pet your hair every night? I'm happy to help you again tonight if you need me. It's not asking too much. Don't worry, I enjoy it. It makes me feel useful and appreciated. But first, we have a busy day ahead. Well, we have a bit of time before everyone else wakes up. I said I was going to take you to one of my favorite bakeries, remember? You're going to love it. Yes, pastries in the morning. I know it's a lot of sugar. But hey, a sweet breakfast is just what you need to start the day. And then we can crash down later and have a nap. Come on, let's go. So, what do you think? Amazing, right? French pastries are something special. The croissant, for example, is made from layers of buttery dough that are folded over and over to create that flaky texture. And pain au chocolat is basically the same dough, but with delicious chocolate inside. Then there's the apple turnover, or chausson aux pommes. It's filled with sweet, spiced apple compote, wrapped in the same flaky pastry. What did you say? No, you're not going to get diabetes by the end of the trip. And I'll make sure to help you burn all those extra calories later. I mean, you're going to do lots of walking with me. What did you think I meant? Do you know any other good ways to burn calories? I'm teasing you. I just love to see that blush in your cheeks. Have you made your choice? Okay, parfait. Let me order and I'll bring everything over. Bonjour, je pourrais avoir deux pains au chocolat s'il vous plaît et deux cafés au lait. Sur place, merci. Nice choice of table by the window. How did you know this is my favorite spot for a quiet breakfast? A mind reader, huh? Well, what am I thinking about right now then? Food, yes, correct. You are a mind reader. I'll have to be careful what I think when I'm around you. What do I think about? Well, I don't need to tell you if you're a mind reader, right? So can you guess what I have planned for the day? Yes, I'm changing the subject. Go on, tell me. Yeah, I'll take you to see the usual stuff that tourists want to see on their first few days in Paris, of course. And then, on your last few days, I'll take you to some lesser-known places. The more local stuff, like markets and things like that. Today, I've planned to take you guys to the Louvre, and then for a walk along the Seine to unwind. And we can just sit down there and have a drink for apéro. Oh, it just means we have a drink and some snacks before dinner. And then later in the evening, we'll go and see the Eiffel Tower. It's better at night because it lights up and it's pretty magical. It's going to be great. But You know, I really wish we could spend more time together. No, I mean, just you and me. I feel like we could get to know each other even more before you have to go back home. It's a shame we can't spend the whole day together, just the two of us. Don't tell the others I said that. Yeah, at least we share a room and we can continue having more late night talks. I have other tricks to help you sleep, you know? I might show you tonight. You're very curious today. Use your magical mind reading powers and figure it out. Oh, you are joking. You're a mind reader when it suits you, huh? Well, I just meant I can maybe give you a little massage to help you relax. Read you a story or kiss you goodnight. I guess you'll have to wait and see. It's a lovely park, no? It's perfect for a little stroll after breakfast. Look at all these people. Sometimes I like to imagine their lives. Like that couple over there. They're probably tourists. Well, because they're wearing backpacks. Maybe they're here celebrating an anniversary. They seem really in love, don't you think? What do you think they're talking about, mind reader? How happy they are that they left their kids with the grandparents so they could go away. Yeah, probably. And that guy with the briefcase and serious look? He must be a lawyer or something. Probably thinking about a big case. Don't you think? Yeah, he just looks very rich. I look at that woman with the dog. I imagine her as an artist, taking a walk to find inspiration. Maybe she's working on her next big painting. I don't know, I guess it's the messy bun and the stripy clothes, the quirkiness. You know, people who claim themselves to be artists here all have a sort of original look. Like they really want the whole world to know they are artists. And those kids playing over there. It makes me wish I was still a child sometimes. They're probably talking about their favorite games or what they want to be when they grow up. They have their whole life ahead of them and not a worry in the world. What did you want to be when you were a kid? That's cool. It suits you. And look at that family having a picnic. They seem so happy, enjoying the simple things. That's something we should do more often. Just enjoy the little moments. Maybe we could have a picnic like that, with a basket full of delicious pastries and fresh bread. Maybe some cheese and wine. We should plan one for one of these days. Now you must really think I'm obsessed with food. I did consider becoming a chef when I was younger. Then I wanted to be a writer. And then a psychologist. I just can't choose one thing. Let's sit down on this bench. It's fun to just watch people, isn't it? Everyone has their own story, their own little world. Makes you realize how diverse and interesting people are. I wonder what people imagine about us when they see us sitting here, talking and laughing. What story would they make up for us? You think they would assume we're friends? Really? Why not more than friends? You think it's because of the way we are sitting apart from each other, without any physical contact. But what if I put my arm around you? Like this? Is this okay? You sure? So what if I pull you a bit closer? Now, surely they wouldn't think we're just friends, right? And if I touched your face and your nose with mine, just like that, how about now? No, you think they would need more evidence? Like what? You have an idea? Show me. Yeah, okay, now if they still think we're just friends, then they're just completely blind. So tell me about your studies. You mentioned being stressed about exams and deadlines. What are you working on at the moment? Wow, yeah, that does sound a bit stressful. What year are you in? It's normal to feel that way, but don't put too much pressure on yourself. Do your best. And don't forget to take time for the fun stuff as well. It's okay to take breaks and not be perfect all the time. Yes, I'm probably saying this because breaks and vacation time is so important in this country. But that's one thing I love about it. We work hard, but we also party hard and rest hard. Seriously though, sometimes just stepping back for a bit can help clear your mind. And if you ever need a study buddy, or just someone to vent to, I'm here. Shall we keep walking for a bit? This guy almost knocked you over. Oh, how can people run and look at their phone at the same time? It's so silly. Are you okay? Okay, good. No, it just scared me, is all. My heart is thumping. Do you practice any sports? It might be a good way to de-stress, you know? If your body is tired in the evening, then it's easier for your mind to feel at peace and ready for sleep. Not a big sports person, huh? That's okay. I like your nerdy side. Sorry, I meant your intellectual side. It's very sexy. I love this park. It's like a little oasis in the middle of the city. I love to come here and do my homework. What's your favorite spot in your hometown? Somewhere that makes you feel calm and happy. That sounds lovely. I hope I can come and visit one day. If you invite me. You know, I really appreciate these moments with you. They make everything feel a bit brighter. I'm glad we have this time together, even if it's just for a short while. So, any other thoughts on today's plans? Anything in particular you're looking forward to? You're already looking forward to tonight? Fair enough. I said I'd help you relax, so I'm gonna make right on that promise. And it'll be nice to chat in bed again after a long day of exploring. If you want to, of course. You do? May I have another kiss before we head back to the hotel then? Alright, let's go and find out if everybody is awake.